Blog Talk Radio.
Well, y'all know I'm a little slow. Give me a break, for heaven's sake, and let's get started. You know I got to go to some music, so I'm going to do it the old way, as I usually would, and let's see what we can come up with. It's just a drop in the mud. When I thought that it was going to rain tonight, I picked out something else that I wanted to do, and guess what?
I'm just moving a little closer to home.
I'm moving home.
hey. Man, I got into that one myself, y'all. I was almost singing. So if you're uninterested in hearing me sing, you don't have to worry about it no more tonight. Almost. I'm not gonna guarantee none of that. So yeah, you know I've been changed. Cause I ain't gonna guarantee none of that. If I feel like humming, I will. If I feel like singing, I will. And y'all know it. So just get ready for it. Cause Lord have mercy. I'm just here to tell y'all, tonight is the night that I feel all right. And I am here to tell you, this show tonight is completely sponsored by the State Fair of Texas. Man, y'all know the Grambling Game is coming up, Mr. Al Wonderful Wash. And it's just time that we start giving compliments to some of these people that's responsible for a lot of our fun. You know, during these tough times and everything, you know, you go out and you watch a good football game, you take the kids, the children with you, and give them some rides on some of them rides out there at that fair park, let them go in some of them museums. Man, it is just so much to do when you go out there right, you know, with no problems and stuff on your mind. Y'all don't hear me, but then sooner or later you got to start hearing some of the things that's going to take some of your unnecessary pressure off. That in which you can't control, you cannot let it bother you. So get up, stand up, stand out, get all the kids together, as many as you can. I remember I took a lot of kids to the fair park, man. You talk about a blast. Man, yeah, those were the days. That was a long, long time ago. But, you know, sometimes when you have kind of problems that, you know, you really can't do anything about, I'm not saying totally forget about them, but Lord, have mercy. It's one thing I say in the morning, and I reflect upon it all throughout the day because I see other people having problems and stuff, and like I tell them and a lot of people that I'm real close to, sir, ma'am, y'all, that in which you can't control, you cannot let bother you. You know, put it in the hands of the Lord and go on about your business. If you actually know and you can come to the collective decision that I can't do nothing about this, I can't handle this, why keep harping upon it? Why keep it on your mind? Why keep letting it come in and take control over you when you've already, I guess when Daddy told me this and I was real young, he said, boy, you have to learn how to lose before you can really, truly have a good time winning. Daddy, what that mean? You know, all these riddles and stuff. Daddy, I'm 9 years old. But that, along with a whole lot of other wise and wonderful statements that my daddy made way back when I was a little bitty boy, I've learned to use and not to abuse a lot of his wisdom because, you know, it was so true. Boy, if you always tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said. So a couple of days later after I made a statement, I said something to somebody, and I tell them, well, you know, you better record what I said because you're not going to believe it because, you know, you're a dying Thomas. Well, what about you? You ain't going to remember? I said, hardly ever do I remember what I tell somebody when I tell somebody something personal about them or about me or whatever. I don't talk about people if they're not in the room and stuff like that, so you don't have to worry about me talking behind nobody's back. The same things I do say, I will say to their face. you know, believe it or not, that's my statute. That's with the T-U-E on it. In life, you know, I cannot and will not disgrace myself or my family by trying to talk about somebody, especially derogatorily, and they're not in the room, you know. Lord have mercy, that's like hitting a crippled person or something when they die. You know what I'm saying? You just, some things you just don't do. And I tell a whole lot of people that I live by a code. You know, fair exchange ain't never been no robbery. If you want to trade something or something like that, I'm always open to something like that because most of the times it's not about the money, but it's about the money. Y'all will catch that in a minute, and one day y'all will grow up and learn some of the things I'm trying to tell you right now. But by then, you know, I'd be just like me when I really don't believe that I ever got a chance to tell my daddy how much I appreciated him and all of the things that he gave to me. You know, he was there when I needed money, fair part, you know, stuff like that. But he was also there with some answers to all of my questions. Never failed to answer. Sometimes, like I said, it was in riddles that I didn't know nothing about for years. And sometimes it was so abruptly honest that I walk off saying, damn, I didn't want to hear that no how, you know. But that's the way it was. You know, when you ask him something, don't expect to get the answer that you want because he gave you the facts, Jack. And that's what that was. So, again, I keep telling y'all that I had a different type of upbringing. I had a wonderful stay-at-home mom until she got a little older and knew that we could handle being at home with our older. She knew what the facts were. And she abided by that. And until we could all agree to get along and stuff like that, not tear up the house, not do this here, not do that, simply because she was gone, you know how kids are, you know, when the cat's away, that was my mama's name, y'all. When the cat's away, the mice would play, and we was just like the mice, as long until she was able to put her foot on our throat and said, boy, I'll stomp you into oblivion. She didn't say it like that. I'm, you know, mesmerizing y'all with my ability to use the English language. But she would say it in another way. So probably most of you politically correct people wouldn't even accept. But tonight's show, however, is by far totally different. But I'm going to get to it in a minute. But I just want to tell y'all something. I was speaking with one of my nephews tonight. I was telling him how great a cook he was. He's opening up a barbecue house over in the Pleasant Grove area. I don't have the full potentiality of the names and all of that yet, but it's associated with, I think, Cuts for You Barbershop and a lot of other businesses that's owned by the Parnell Group out there. Don't know what any of it's called right now, but Big Tex is the lead fella out there. And Big Tex, this one's for you, because I don't know how rebellious your heart is, but since you was raised a Parnell, listen at this one, brother, because Yeah. All right, Big Tex. That one was for you. The rest going to be for me. Because, boy, this going to be a night to remember. But to the Parnell clan that's out there, that dog me, don't know where they going. Y'all need to listen. Y'all need to listen. Because guess what? I'm trying to tell y'all something. Boy, it made me so proud to go in that barber shop today and see them young fellas doing what they doing, and they talking about growth size Dallas. That's what the show is about tonight, and I'm telling you, them Parnell boys is out there doing it. And I'm just wondering out loud, but has anyone asked the residents of South Dallas what type of new neighbors they are looking for in this Grow South Dallas campaign thing? Sometimes, you know, we just assume that they will accept anybody that we decide to move in. But I'm going to tell you something about that. Do not, and I repeat, do not let a lot of alcohol-related businesses in simply because we got enough problems with that now. But most of all, I'm going to tell y'all a little something about the payday loan. And, yeah, it's been stressing me a long time, and I've been thinking about, you know, what's actually happening in the thing about payday loan. So I went out and I got a couple of loans, three loans from different, you know, payday loan places. And what you find out is that they actually do charge you almost upwards of 200 to 300% on a regular basis. Yeah. You might not feel the crunch because you're only paying. So the lower the amount you pay, the more interest you are actually paying, y'all. Don't be no dummy all your life. And just think about it. What you're doing is you're taking a longer time to pay their money. And at each interval, at every time you do, they touching you up pretty doggone good. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm just trying to keep it real, y'all. I'm just trying to tell y'all what I know about it. Because, God dog me, there's a lot of folks think, well, it might take me longer to pay them, but at least I ain't got to pay them so much. Okay, dummy. It's just some of the pointers I've been trying to give of late to some of the folks that really think they're getting away with something. Oh, man. These folks. Yeah, they always got something going on. Want to try to get you involved in something else. But right now, the things that we should be concerned about is something like to pay the loan. Listen in to the Ask Uncle Billy show tonight. And just call in with your thoughts and opinions about South Dallas. It's getting ready to open the doors, y'all. South Dallas is opening the doors, but the invitations are definitely limited. Grocery stores, yes. Convenience stores, of course. You know, sometimes you ask yourself, why is it that you don't see? And if you ever seen one, please let me know. Because in certain areas of time, well, we don't have a 7-Eleven in South Dallas as yet. But just think, whenever you walked in a 7-Eleven, have you ever seen a dark 7-Eleven? All right, thank you. Have you ever seen a dirty? You know, every store sometimes has some dirt spot where somebody done tried to get the, you know, I tell y'all all the time, I used to be a poor guy, you know, get the attention of the man behind the counter and stuff like that. Yeah, long, about 50-some years ago, 60 years ago, when I was a little bit of a boy. But anyhow, so then this is meant for on a regular basis seeing a 7-Eleven dirty. Have you ever saw a dirty 7-Eleven? Well, see, I haven't. I really, really haven't. And I've been in a million of them. I've been in 7-Eleven and, you know, all over this county, all over the county. You know, I used to go looking for, you know, 7-Eleven so I could put them on the map and on my map, you know, and stuff like that. But, and so I asked these questions very informatively so that I could get an answer because I'd never seen one. I'd never seen one dark either. So, you know, and if you have, call me back with your wisdom. Call me back with your knowledge. And, of course, be able to tell me where you saw it at. You know, whether you dreaming, because so far, ain't nobody called in, and you're the only one with it on your mind. So to get past that, I am constantly saying that grocery stores, convenience stores, and, of course, laundromats, and we call them something else. We call them washeterias, and but they are actually laundromats where you can go get your laundry done, you know, wash your sheets and stuff like that. There's a lot that I don't wash, but next door they should have cleaners or something like that. That's just my thoughts and my opinions, y'all. You know, if I get my drizzles, and I usually do, I'd like a laundromat with a pool hall over it. Yeah, y'all don't hear me. Yeah, yeah, you know. Get you, have your farm where you get your clothes done. Yeah, So all of that kind of stuff is gratefully invited, you know, because it's things like that that we need to grow South Dallas. You know, game rooms where you put a sign up saying no pistols, and you mean it. You know, even if you have to put up a metal detector or whatever, you know, and stuff like that. Y'all, we have to change our mindsets before we can change what some people think about us and don't even know us, you know, have really never seen us. And I encounter looks of unbelievability all the time. See how I made that word up? Yeah. But what we have to do, y'all, is kind of like change the perception that we have of one another and ourselves in reality. Because some of us, and I see it all the time, walk around thinking we're little light gangsters and whatever else. As soon as you get somebody come in and slap your face out your mouth, then you go punking out. Yeah, and I mean it just like I said it, y'all. No derogatory toward anybody else or nothing else. Just the old-time terminology before all of that other stuff come to the surface. Don't get me wrong. I'm just Uncle Bill, still using some of my old terminology. If I offend anybody, it's very accidental because my words was coming from 1950-something, 1960-something. So thank you very much. But anyhow, so what I am saying, and I've been getting messages from a lot of my friends and stuff about how they want to keep South Dallas safe. Of course, you ain't been hearing a whole lot of trouble going on and stuff like that. But if you start letting everybody come in, they going to come in on the tote gun because you know that's the rule now. But, it's been a rule for 100-some years. You know, piece of paper don't make it no worse that you can tote. You just better come in with the right amount of respect. Because if you get that little pistol took from you or that little shotgun or whatever, I don't care if it's an automatic. It's a three-way shooter. If you don't come in with the proper amount of respect, you're facing 100 folk, you'll get the little pea shooter took or get your butt took, you know. So, you know, if we said no weapons, you better believe. Come over here. Come side if you want to with that bull crap. You'll see about it. I definitely know for a fact you get your hat brought to you. Yeah, I said it, and I meant it. I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. And I meant it 150%. Yeah, you get your hat brought to you. Yeah, you can bring all your friends. 100 of them. 150 of them. I don't care, you know. Y'all can just mine up. But guess what? If we said no weapons in a place of business, and you come in packing, you're going to get your hat bowed to you. That's all I'm saying. I'm just speaking like any other great businessman would speak. Come in my business with one, you're going to get your hat bowed to you. That's all I'm saying. I don't care nothing about no rules and regulations, because you are Houseman Rules. I know y'all heard that show. Y'all might not have liked it, just like you don't like this one, because I'm just here to tell you. When you're in Rome, you do as the Romans do. When you're in Bonton, you're going to do as the owner said do. Houseman Rules. That's all I'm saying. And I don't bite my tongue. I'm pretty sure you don't bite yours. Let's see who wins. Throw that in. Thank you very much. But now, let's get back into my lane. Let's get back to the story. Let's get back to what we were discussing. We are really speaking of growing South Dallas, y'all. Growing South Dallas with a passion. I know one young man that's been working on it for over 30-some years. He's been bringing in plays. He's been bringing in the Gremlin game, fought hard, tooth and nails for the Gremlin game, y'all, to be in Fair Park, where it would have some money coming into the Fair Park when they talking about giving it away. The city really don't want to handle it anymore, y'all. You know, let me tell y'all a little something about that. And very little knowledge do I have on it, but the little knowledge I have is what I like to talk about. Yeah, you know, the Museum of American History is gone. Women's Museum is gone. You know, a lot of the credible things that people would like to take their family members to visit is no longer inside Fair Park. Now, there's still some great things in there, but now they want to make it a park pretty close to what Six Flags began at, you know, on a smaller scale, because Six Flags envelops a whole large area of Arlington. But on a smaller scale. And it's got some wonderful buildings, y'all. And basically, it's kind of sort of up for sale, unless they can find some public organizations or something to run it. Now, I don't know a lot about the ones that's been chosen so far and whatever, but they were talking about putting it in the hands of a private function that would run a city-owned facility. I don't really like that idea that much. Now, if it was an organization that the city has done business with in the past and on a regular basis and has already proven to be a great partner, I would probably say, well, as long as you can still do some of the things that we've done in the past, like have special events and stuff like that. But then, you know, sometimes when somebody new that don't know anything about the realistic needs of the community at large and whatever else, but they come in and try to do business like they did business somewhere else, that don't work. So I do have a gripe with something like that, because, you know, each city has its own cultural, rustic natures and how they do things and stuff like that. You know, how you do it in Philly might be all well and good, but in Dallas we do it differently. Yeah, we slow like everything else. We just take our time and try to do it right. So I'm of the mindset I'm getting to where I'm getting a little better mobility, so I'll be getting out a little bit more and might be able to attend a few more of the functions that's going on about, of course, the city of Dallas and the southern sector and a lot of different other things. And so my capabilities are getting better, my judgments are getting better, so I have to pick and choose better than I have been some of the things that I do and don't do. So with that being said, we're going to have some fun, because we got the bumps coming up. Yes, the bumps. Black Upwardly Mobile Professionals. You'll be hearing about it soon. You'll be able to think about it and without hesitation say, well, who are they and what are they? Then you're going to realize your next-door neighbor is a bump. Your brother-in-law is a bump. Your cousin is a bump. And bumps. And even in reality, you're a bump. You just didn't know it. So pretty soon you'll be proud and you'll show it, because that's what it's all about, y'all. Learning more to identify with the better things within your realm of relativity. Yeah, I said it. And I said it like I knew what I was talking about. So pretty soon, we are going to be embarking upon some of the newer things that we have never considered, which is doing something that we've maybe never done before, grow up. So, like Marvin Gaye always said, let's get it on, y'all. Let's get it on. Let's do some things that we've always wanted to do and just get to where we have to take some risks, take some chances, do some new stuff. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Teach our kids that they can go after anything. Obama didn't open y'all eyes when he became president. Pray for me, y'all, because there's a lot I'm going to be telling y'all. And whether you want to or not.
It's prayer time everywhere.
We gonna have some fun.
Clouds hanging over the whole world. Unemployment. bow your head and pray. Lord, you said in your word that men ought to always pray and not faint. Everywhere this record is heard, we pray that you would touch sinners, backsliders, drunks, alcoholics, drug addicts, prostitutes, hustlers, people that are living on the edge of pain. As the world turns and they don't know which way to go, their children have become young and restless. Stretch out your hand, Lord. Touch, heal, deliver, save, like only you can do. Break every fetter, break every yoke. Undo the heavy burden. Go beyond them to that hospital.
I hope y'all got some out of that part of it, y'all, because I certainly did myself. I really. I really just want to tell y'all that this has been an actually picture-perfect evening to come down and try to explain to you all that we really do need unity back in the community so that we can straighten these programs out and do all we can to better the possibility of our children and their children growing up in a great society. I know a lot of y'all don't want to hear that because you got trouble on your mind, but guess what? Trouble is not going to get you out of trouble. And trouble is not going to let you progress to try to move on up, like I said last time. Think about the Jeffersons. Think about the Cosbys and all of this here. Say, man, everything is possible. And only if we begin to act like we deserve it will we get it. And until you get that in your head and your heart, you're going to continue to think that I don't deserve that. I don't, you know. And that's one of the stupidest things I ever heard somebody say. I didn't do nothing for that. You're living. And, of course, you deserve all the good things that you want. But you've got to want them. You can't secretly say, yeah, I don't deserve that. I don't want that. So first of all, let's see how we feel about one another. But it starts with feeling great about yourself. So with all of that being said, I want to tell y'all that we are going to be giving away tickets to a lot of the different shows and programs, like at the State Fair of Texas. We're going to do everything we can to see if we can get families to go together and stuff like that. So dedicate yourselves to starting at home first with how you feel and how your children feel. And please, 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 let's grow together. Let's grow together because we can do this, y'all. So with that being said, let's listen to some more.
That young man, I know I've been changed.
y'all, let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you that we got to make some changes. We got to make some differences because look at some of the facts. Look at some of the facts. It's just time. It's just time. You look at your neighborhood. Look at your neighborhood. Anybody look at Bundtown now, if you ride down through there and you don't like it, if you ride down through there and you don't like it, we'll redo it. I'm going to tell that big lie because God dog me. If you lie to me, I'm going to lie to you. Because God dog me, if you ride down through there and you don't like it, you lie. That's all that is. You telling a bald-faced lie. So I'm going to look at it from my point of view. You look at it from your point of view, and we'll see who's right. Because we're going to have to put some more people into the mix. Because, yeah, I know you had lied to me. And guess what? I'm not going to accept it. I'm really not. Because it don't make no sense. For you to do it like that, when all we talking about is honor amongst each other. You know, if you don't believe that we can achieve, don't get into the game. Don't play. That's all I said. Because in the king's house, you got dog me, got to treat the king like he a king. Or else. And that's all it is. We need to make some changes. Because we're not dedicated to ourselves, our children, and nobody else. And that's where we've been screwing up. We got to dedicate ourselves to somebody else. And that's all it is. That's the function that we have to make a true factor and a benefactor of all. So with this 90 seconds that I got left, I want to thank Mr. Al Wash for the Gremlin game and the Gremlin tickets that we're going to be giving away. I want to thank Ulrich Bates for being the mediator between me and the city and a whole lot of different other things by getting me the information I need. We are going to be doing some things that's so different and beneficial to you all making changes that it's going to be an all-time party. So just get ready. And thank the State Fair of Texas for giving away family unit tickets. Yes, you know, where you can take your own children and you won't have to send them because of the school tickets or whatever. What you can do is try to win you some tickets so that you can go to the fair with your kids, with your children. So let's make it a family thing, folk, and go to the game and have fun with your family unit. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. Make it to where history will be made by what you do with your family. So let's get together and go for a walk in the park, the Fair Park, y'all, State Fair of Texas, the Gremlin game, and y'all know what's coming. What's coming is the Praise Festival tour that's coming in November. Yeah, you know, the Praise Tour. So let's think about it, y'all, and let's do some things differently, and let's get back to doing what we do, you know. I got to holler, y'all. You know, I got to whip the queen for this 15. Oh, shit. I'm out of here. Yeah, you know, there's a lot going to happen tonight now that this show is over. I'm finna start getting ready for tomorrow's show. But at the same time, y'all, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to find some dominoes. I found a pool table today. It's in Pawnee's Barbershop. So I holler. Y'all be good. Whip the queen for this 15. I'm out of here. Shout, y'all. Shout. Holla.